Very pleased to welcome with us now as we kick off our Super Bowl 46-week coverage, the one and only Bernie Kosar, our regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how you doing?
Doing great, Vic.
Well, Bernie, I would imagine that now that we get to this week, it must bring back some memories for you. When you were a member of the Dallas Cowboys, 1993, Super Bowl 27 against the Buffalo Bills. Take us back to that week and the beginning of Super Bowl week for you, what you remember of it.
Well, first, it was just such an honor. I mean, to have played in three AFC championship games in the previous maybe 6 years or so, and not to get over that hump and not to get to the Super Bowl, then to, as fate would have it or God would have it, the Troy got an injury early and concussion early in the NFC championship game against the 49ers,
right,
and to get an opportunity to play so much and, you know, have a meaningful part in the outcome of the game was just phenomenal. But it was the last Super Bowl, I think, that didn't have the extra week. So we went from Sunday, the NFC championship game, to flying to Atlanta Monday because the game was going to be 6 days later after the without the bye week in between. So it was pretty chaotic and hectic, and because Troy had been knocked out with a concussion and the opportunity for me to have made a few plays and, you know, score some points in the game and kind of put the game away, you know, not sure who's going to play and how he's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of things going through my head.
So from a player's perspective, and look, in the Patriots and the Giants, you have a couple of teams that have been through this process before, and certainly enough players, I think, on both teams that have know the routine. But nonetheless, until you're here, it is a very different world. I mean, what about, you know, sort of getting acclimated to the difference of a Super Bowl week versus even preparing for the conference championship or any other postseason game or any other regular season game for that matter?
Yeah, this one's incredibly important because, and that's obviously a no kidding statement, but it's incredibly important from the perspective of, you know, both quarterbacks have been there, the coaches have been there. But I would say, venture to say, I think only single digits Giants from the 2007 Super Bowl are remaining. So 80-some percent of the players really are new to this experience. And one of the tough things, and coaches say it, but it's imperative that you figure out how to do it, and is as much as your family and friends. I know the situation with myself. When you get to it, it's a big party for them. They're all excited. You know, you end up being like a travel agent trying to get tickets, get them rooms, doing stuff. And that's something that really, really could take the younger guy's mind off their focus and off their attention to detail of their game plans. And, you know, although your family and some of your friends will mess with you and make you feel bad till the day you die, this is one of the few opportunities you get to be in a Super Bowl, and you really have to try to stick to your focus and stick to your attention, because they're going to go out there, and both teams are going to really want this game, obviously.
So, Bernie, we want to talk with you about the Browns' hiring of Brad Childress as their new offensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? Surprisingly, one of the few coaches I really haven't worked with or spent much time with. But, you know, at the end of the day, Coach Shurmur has a relationship with him. He's been with him. He's worked with him. And I really think it's imperative that the coach, whether it's the head coach or offensive kind of philosophical approach to it, have somebody within the meeting room, within the building, that they trust and feel comfortable with. And obviously, I think Pat Shurmur, Coach Shurmur, feels comfortable with Brad Childress.
He brings 33 years of coaching experience to the Browns. And it's interesting, when he visited in August and he was at training camp as part of Sirius XM NFL Radio's camp tour, he was doing a little dabbling in the media then. He mentioned to me about, you know, liking the fact that he was stepping away, and he spent the 2011 season away from the game, and it kind of gave him a fresher perspective, Bernie, on seeing how other people do stuff. Do you think in the long run that could be a helpful thing to him now that he's back in football with the Browns?
Well, I really hope so. I mean, that's the guys that I've known over the last couple decades, whether it's sports or business or life, when they've had a chance to kind of sit back, reflect, and introspectively generally look at themselves and truly analyze what's been going on, they've come out of it, I think, a lot stronger and better person and in their profession.
One aspect of the relationship between Pat Shurmur and Brad Childress that hasn't been, I guess, resolved yet, but is certainly something that's being discussed, is who will actually call the plays. How much does that really matter in the long run? If they have the same vision of putting the offense together, does it matter whether the play caller is, and they've got a long time to work that out, obviously, between now and the start of the 2012 season, but whether it is Pat Shurmur or Brad Childress calling the plays, Bernie?
Well, it does matter, but at the end of the day, with technology and communication and the way you're kind of wired to each other with the headsets and the phones and stuff now, I think if you feel comfortable with somebody, whoever ends up calling it, the other one is still going to have suggestions, input, advice, and I think that's going to help.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are on Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. Bernie is on the line with us. Bernie, you think about the game itself, and as we know, the spotlight on Tom Brady, on Eli Manning, and you speaking from the quarterback's perspective, I know every player has to prepare for this game with an idea of its importance, of its magnitude, and be as tuned in, as dialed in as they could ever be for any game. But it would seem the quarterbacks, most importantly, have to have that going. And I wonder from that perspective, as you might recall in preparing with Troy Aikman and with the Cowboys for Super Bowl 27, what that is like. Do you tend to put much more on yourself, with all the natural pressures that quarterbacks carry into every game? How does that ramp up for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, you say you want to treat it like another game. You say you want to stay in your regular routine. You just can't help it. I mean, deep down, you know it's the Super Bowl, and you really don't want to leave any stone unturned. You want to make sure that you're on top of every angle, yourself included, but knowing the situations, knowing the first and 10 pluses, second and 7 minuses, what you want to do inside the 10-yard line, what you want to do inside the 5-yard line, what you want to do if you have a fourth down play, the 2-minute drill coverages. You really want to check and be prepared for anything that could happen to you Sunday evening.
And when you look particularly at these two quarterbacks, at Tom Brady and Eli Manning, first of all, with Brady, Bernie, is there anything more that you could see him bringing to a game like this? I guess we go back to the fact that he did not play well, had one of his poorer outings in that game against the Ravens for the AFC Championship, and was an angry guy then. And obviously, when Tom Brady or any player plays with a level of anger, it tends to translate into better play. Can you see him carrying that into this game, and what could you see him doing, especially against another defense that's going to give him quite a challenge especially with their pass rush, the Giants?
Well, here's the thing that I really believe strongly in, and I'm amazed, and all that Bill Belichick, all that Tom Brady has accomplished, this may be one of their best jobs individually, because I think it's catching up with the Patriots how woeful they are at the wide receiver position. They have, I think, Chad Ochocinco played maybe one or two plays in one of the playoff games. They are not. Deion Branch is older. He's not a number one receiver. And I know everyone says, oh, well, they got Wes Welker in the slot, Edelman in the slot, the two fantastic tight ends in the slot, and they do. But when you're not able to stretch and pressure or have the appearance of going to guys outside, it really limits what you could do offensively. And the Baltimore Ravens, you know, dared them to throw outside, and the receivers couldn't win. I think the Giants are going to implore some of the same ideologies and make them win those outside receivers and double the guys inside. That makes it real challenging on the quarterback, even Tom Brady, if he's not able to have receivers that could win outside. And we know that as well as anybody in Cleveland with some of the things we're talking about wanting to improve upon our team this offseason.
And flipping that over to Eli Manning, who does have what Brady doesn't have. He's got the receivers, he's got the playmakers, and he's played at a high level. Bernie, are you looking at this as the Giants having that edge? Because if the quarterbacks somewhat cancel each other out, but have that edge at receiver, have that edge at defense, maybe have that edge at running game, are we seeing this as a game that looks like the Giants should win?
Well, this is a game where, yes, may be the short answer, but the way everyone says New England's, Brady had a terrible game, he's bouncing back. He had a bad game for a pure reason of matchups, not as much himself. And the Giants, unlike 2007 when they were double-digit underdogs, everybody knows now the Giants have this ferocious pass rush. They can get after the quarterback, rushing four and five guys, still doubling the inside guys of the Patriots. So I actually think the Patriots, really are going to have an A game, and somebody's going to have to stand out for them on the outside there for them to be able to compete with the Giants this coming Sunday.
Bernie, great stuff. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, and enjoy the Super Bowl. And we look forward to talking with you again next week when we wrap it up.
Sounds good, Vic.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Super Bowl 46 Radio Row in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.